Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Bradley Larson, date of birth 3/16/1957, date of procedure November 15, 2023, procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Golter Dio, referring physician is Dr. Joseph Geffen. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is screening for colon cancer, personal history of colon polyps, description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A digital rectal exam was normal, period, or well lubricated limbus. Video colonic scope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Boston bowel prep score was 8, 2-3-3, period. This was rated as good, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes, period. Findings. Number one, there was a diminutive ascending colon polyp that was sessile and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two hepatic flexure sessile polyps, period. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and was removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was approximately 4 millimeters in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a cecal flat polyp that was laterally spreading and elongated across the fold, period. The bulk was approximately 1.5 centimeters, and then there was an elongated tail that was approximately 2 to 3 centimeters in length that was thin and spanned the fold, period. This appeared to be a sessile serrated lesion, period. This was biopsied for histology. However, the entirety of the polyp was not removed, period. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was diverticulosis. Next line, internal hemorrhoids, non-bleeding were noted. Next line, plan. Number one, follow-up biopsy pathology. Number two, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Next line, will refer to CARE for removal of the fecal flat polyp with EMR, period. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.